Tzubis, Perek Dalet Mishnah Ches. Le kosav lo im tishtavai efer kinoch voisvinech li leintu. Ube kohenes ahadrinich limdinosech. Chayiv shehutnai bezdin. So here we have the same model as that we had in the last Mishnah, where there are dinim, he doesn't have to write to a ksuba. There are chiyuvi ksuba that even if he doesn't write it, it's a he's a mechuyiv oimid. What din are we talking about? Let's read again. Im tishtaboy, if she's captured, if she's a shvuyo, we learned in the second parak, what are the ramifications of that? An eshes yisroel, if she was a shavoy, could go back to her husband, because there's only chshash, maybe she was nentzo, but she's still muteres labaylo. So mel the halacha is that if she's captured, efrekinich, I will redeem you, I'll be poydi you, voisvinich loyle into, I'll take you back as a wife. Now, by a kehenes, unfortunately, a nenso, he has to be megarisher. It's not her fault. She gets a ksuba. Not only that, there were moisiv that, since he's megarisher and it's not her fault, he has to return her, he has to pay travel costs back to her father's home. It's his problem, the fact that she's asula, it's his din koyin, and mameli, he's responsible to make sure she gets back safely to where she has to go, to her father's home. Adrinoch limdinosach, I'll return you to your place. That's all chelik of the Tnai Ksuba. Now, there's an interesting knach here. The Loshon over here is that he's mechuyev to be poid to her. But the Mishnah is Moisev as part of the Tnai Ksuba, he'll be poid to her. Voisvinich lo leintu, and I'll take you back as my wife. What does that mean? Let's say he doesn't want to be married to her. Let's say the marriage was troubled anyways, and now she was never captured by pirates. She was in captivity for a year. Finally, he was poid to her. He's mechuyev to be poid to her. So finally, he made his ishtadlos. He was poid to her. After a year, not living with her, you know what? He doesn't want to continue the marriage. He has a right to give her a get. The husband's allowed to be Megarish's wife. Not that we're recommending it. Work on the marriage. But Lamaisa, if he wants to be Megarish, he can be Megarish. There's no din that he has to take her back. What it means over here is, there's a din of being poid to her at kama that she's a wife that he can take back. L'choyre, that's la fuke, a woman who's asuraloi. Even if Kedushin tafsibo, but L'mashal, let's say Mamzeris, she's a mamzeres, she's not ru'uyaloi. So since there's no oisivich lele into, then memele there's no imtishtaboya for kinich. What's interesting, Shmuz, is the fact that by koihenes, that we say adrinach lumdinosech, there's no din that she has to be roi, because haloi, he can't take her back. So there's only a din that if she's captured, he has to be poider and he has to return her to her place. So what happens if, let's say, a koin godel married an almono? A regular koi married a grusha v'chalutza. She's not ruyaloi. Does he have to be paid to her? Abai says, yeah. Because there's no problem of a svinich lo into by kehenes, that's not part of the Tnai Ksuba. Rav says, no. Avada a kehenes to a koyin is no more mechayiv him as Tnai Ksuba than a mamzeres is mechayiv to a regular kosher yid. Novos is also a din. Even though now she's a suraloi midin shavoi, Dafka in the context that her Isser came mitoch the shvuyokait, there is a din he has to be paid to her and adrinach lumdinosach. Not if she's asura loy mitzad the etzim marriage. Mishnah test, nishbeis, which l'chayr we said before, chayiv luftoisa. That we know from the previous Mishnah. The Gemara says that the reason why the Mishnah is repeating itself, nishbeis, chayiv luftoisa, chayiv means b'choloifin, he's m'chuyiv luftoisa, eich sheyir. What's the Eksha over here? So the Braisa brings a machloikis between Rav Shimon Gamliel and Rebbe. It could be that whatever her ksuba is, Masayim, let's say, the amount of money that he has to spend on her, when we're talking about being paid, it can't be more than the ksuba. The ksuba is the Ike Choyvas Yishus. It can't be more than that. More than Masayim if they want from him, he's not mechuyev to pay. The Maisa we pass it not that way. Nishbis chayev livdoisa b'chol oifin shehu. There's another point over here that's worth mentioning. There's a sugi in Gittin where they were masakin not to be poid to shvuyim, yeser al domem. The Mishnah in the fourth parak in Gittin, takonas oilam. We don't want pirates to get very greedy and to capture more yidden because the financial demands are going to be endless. So we're not poid to yaisi mishavim kiyadu. The Marami Rutenberg forced the yidden in Germany when he was put into jail for a ransom. Not to be paid. He spent the last many years of his life in jail in order not to create an incentive for them to put more rabbonim into jail. So lemaisa, that's by regular pidyon, but this machlok is the same Rebbe and Rav Shimon Gamliel
What about a husband? Maybe he's not limited. The understanding of this, the machlok is showing the ma'ase had a pasuk in the Rif with the Rambam that holds the ma'ase is not allowed to be poyder. Zeh shteit in Shulchan Aruch. The ma'ase other Rishonim, the Rama, the Rosh hold that he's allowed to be poyder, and the havona is that a person is always allowed to be poyder himself. There's only a din how much we're allowed to do for others because it's going to create an incentive for the pirates to capture more yidden. But a person himself, you can't tell a person not to be poyder himself. Ishtei kegufay. The mechayiv is gufa to treat her as himself. Savadi has to be paid to her. So all that lies in the nishbis chayiv levtoisa. Vima Marvi says, Hare gitu ksuboso tiftes atzma. What happens if he says, look, I don't want to stay married to her. So I'll send her, she's captured, she's on a prison island. I'll send her gzet. I'll even pay for her ksuba. Here's the masayim. I'll send it to her. I'll send her a check. Wire her the money. Lamaisa, that's it. She's not my wife anymore. I'm not mukhuyiv to support her. Ein rashai. Once she was nichnas l'shevi, it's ramya on him. It's chal on him a chiv. He can't free himself from that chiv. Loksa, another mechayiv that a husband has is not only to free his wife from captivity, but if she's choyla, to be merapa, he has to pay for doctor's bills. Loksa, let's say she was stricken by disease. It says lokso and it doesn't say cholso. The poskim amidayik comes from the Rishonim. The cholso is something that a person does to themselves. Lokso is something she was hit from above. So let's say it's a sickness that was brought on by negligence. So then he's not mukhuyif. But lokso, if it was not, it's clearly min hashamayim. Chayv l'rapayis, he's mukhuyif to meraper her. Omar, harigito ksuboso terapes atzmo. Let's say he says, you know what, I don't need a sick wife. Again, she's in the hospital, he sends her a get, sends her the ksuba, I'll pay for the ksuba, I'll wire her over the money, but I'm done. And he doesn't want to be misasik by Rufu also. Maybe he got off cheap by paying her with a get and the ksuba, because the Rufu will be much more expensive. The halacha is v'shai, he's allowed to do that. Now, obviously, the question is, what's the difference between the chiv pidyon with the chiv Rufu? So the Gemara says it like this. Mizoinois, which means the husband has to support his wife, is kelu rufu. Rufu is not a separate takana. Rufu is a chelik of supporting her. Then he has to buy her breakfast, lunch, and supper. And if she has an allergy, then he has to buy her gluten-free, and he has to buy her dairy-free, v'chule, it's more expensive. So what happens if she also needs, besides for food and besides for more refined food, she also needs medicine? Kol zanichnas into his chiv mezoinus, he has to take care of her. The taking care of her, the Gemara says, the zel umazeh, he has that chiv to her, and he has a schus with the mezoinus of maisi yadayim, which we've discussed. Maisi yadayim and mezoinus go together. Pidyon is a chiv, a certain chiv that he's responsible for her. It's not an ongoing chiv every day to support her. Okay, today she has a headache, he has to buy a Tylenol. If she has a bad cold, he has to take her to the doctor and get her antibiotics, v'chulei. Pidyon is a one-time event. It's a certain responsibility. Connected that responsibility comes also a schus, that he can manage his wife's nechosim. He's responsible for her, and he has a right to her nechosim. That's what we call nichse melug, that he has a right to eat peiros from all her assets. That din, think about what's going to happen. He went into the marriage. She came in with a house, with a car, v'chule. He's renting out the car. He's getting rent from the apartment that she owns. And all that is connected, the responsibility that he has for her. 20 years from now, Nebuch, when they're sailing and she gets captured by pirates. So 20 years from now, he says, you know what? Loibainali, here's a get, finished. So then the whole nixemalug of the last 20 years was a joke. Why does he have the nixemalug? Because he has responsibility for her. So v'shtetzer, that he can't free himself from that. That's not a day-by-day type of thing. Where he says, Hezekhaim, the marriage stopped here. I'm responsible for today. And I'm not interested in keeping the oil of refuah on me. So that he's allowed to free himself from. Is an interesting hoisof over here. The Rambam brings the Tzachor Medrash that from Des Vegan, there's a chsor in derech eretz, a husband saddled with a sick wife, for him to say, you know what, I'm walking out of the marriage. I'll give her a get, a ksuba, zayme gezunt, I'm not interested in dealing with her. She's your wife. You took on the responsibility. Don't walk away when the going gets tough. The Ravid Lamaisa learns that Braisa, it's a Sifri, that's Me'ikr Adin. That means, if a wife was bedridden, she's been put in the hospital, and they're diagnosing her that she has to be in rehab for the next 6 months. Once that was Chal on him, He's chayv. We don't see that as every single day an ongoing condition. If she's mutal b'mita, he already became mechuyev for the rehab in the next 6 months. He can't be megarish her. That's already a chayv that's chal today, and he can't pater himself from that. Where do we say that that refu is like ongoing mezonis? Okay, so if he wants to divorce his wife, he doesn't have mechuyev the mezonis of tomorrow. Even though tomorrow she's going to be left without support, she's penniless. He's not mechuyev. A person's allowed to be megarish his wife. So he's allowed to be megarish if she has a medical condition. That means an ongoing chronic condition. So today he supported her. The support she needs, shots and special diets and a nurse, v'chule, v'chule, that he's allowed to free himself. And he divorced her. That's it. Tomorrow she's on her own. But if the condition is a condition was licht in the hind, that today there's already a din refuah of the next 6 months, she was diagnosed, and there's a situation ahead. They diagnosed his wife. He went to a doctor. She's not feeling well. And they said that Rahman Salam, she has a condition. She needs 2 surgeries, and she'll need 6 months of rehab. That's something that's chal on him today. He can't free himself. That's the sheet of the Rabbit. So like we said, the Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch, hold not that way. And really, you can never stop him from freeing himself from refuah. But again, goyrim boyit shaloike minig Yisrael k'sherim, and the bezin is goyer boy.